flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagle season keeps going, so we keep getting baldy on Wednesdays at 4. Our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how we doing, man?
I'm good, Spike. I'm good. Good to join you guys. That means football's still going on.
That's right.
It's a good thing. I mean, good weather, good fun football conditions. It was enjoyable to see, how they won that game, different things it took to win that game.
Yet that was, given the elements, the way the opponent played, the way that the game went, it felt like one of the toughest football games I've watched in a long time, if that makes any sense to you.
Between the hitting and the conditions and the change from the start of the game to beginning of the second quarter to, cleaning the lines off and the numbers off in between timeouts so you can see where the hell they were. I still don't even know on that big throw down the field to Nacua, like how he knew where the sideline was, to get his feet in bounds. Because I don't know anybody knew where the sideline was.
Yeah, that was a and I think I
hell
echo
of a throw and catch.
I think I echo everyone in Philadelphia when I say when Nacua caught that ball, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the end of the season. I was sure they were scoring after he caught that ball.
Well, Jalen Carter has something to say about that, right?
He sure did.
So he stepped up his game. He made back-to-back plays right there to make sure they weren't going to get that touchdown. But, I mean, everybody had their lump in their throat, Spike. I mean, nobody didn't. You get that close to the goal line needing a touchdown. I mean, you need a great play from a great player, and he delivered.
Yeah, that's where I want to start at, Baldy, with Jalen Carter, man. And, we've talked at times this year about how he's dominated games, what his potential could be when we compare him to great players. Man, that was one of those games right there that is like a legacy game. Because I'm with you. I know what Saquon did on the offensive side of the ball, but we don't have Jalen Carter, not just on those final few plays, but he also punched out a fumble that Isaiah Rodgers recovered and ran back a bunch of yards. Just the impact of Jalen Carter as a defensive player. Man, he was all over the place Sunday.
He was, but, to the two plays you're talking about, Ike, Nacua catches the ball down there, it's third and four, and, he's sacking Stafford, and then he's hitting him on the final play. So he keeps him out of the end zone there. And then, they just give up the safety. It's 16-15, and they're driving when he punches the ball out of Kyren Williams' hands. I don't think Kyren Williams lost a fumble this year, maybe one. I mean, that play to get off the block and then ball his fist up and give you an ollie jab like that for a knockout punch. You saw how frustrated Kyren was in that spot. He never knew Jalen was there, never felt it. And it was a perfect, a lot of guys ball their fist up to punch the ball out, but not everybody can throw an ollie jab, and that's what he did. And, that saved that part of the game, too. So
yep.
Two huge plays to your legacy point. That's how you build a legacy. In the heat of the moment, when the game is in the balance, can you take the game over? He did it twice on Sunday.
I think one of the most impressive things from Jalen Carter is he not only played almost every snap on Sunday, but he's been doing that for a couple of months now. And to make those two plays at the end of the final drive against the Rams, when they were in no huddle, when they had just scored and the Eagles only had a three and out afterwards, and to have enough gas left to dig deep and make those two plays when you had played essentially every down of the game was really, really impressive to me.
I'm with you, Spike. And, honestly, I feel like he would be better and make more splash plays like he made in those two spots we're talking about if he didn't have to play every down. But they're just not the same group. And it's not to knock Milton or Jordan or, you know, Jomo. Like, those are good players, but they're rotational players, all of them, mm-hmm. because Jalen's that good at one tackle. And so while they rotate guys in there, even if Booker gets in there for a play or two, but, I mean, as soon as Jalen goes out, they're just not the same up front. And so I feel like he'd make more splash plays if he was a little more rested, because he does look gassed at times. At times. Mm-hmm. But everybody, I told that to Max Crosby. Like, you try to play every play, great. You know, you might not be as good as you need to be in big moments. Now, he has been. So it's a credit to his conditioning that he can still make those type of plays when they need him.
The Eagles missing N'Kobe Dean. How did you think Oren Burks looked?
I thought Oren was good. I mean, I thought N'Kobe's been great. But I thought Oren was good. He knocked the ball down on a blitz. They sent the blitz, you know, at the end of the game to get pressure and to kind of heat up Stafford. It worked. A couple of times he came with Zach. But I thought Oren was good in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, you know, Trott Jr. was in there some, but not much. I think they're going to ride Oren here. He's a veteran player. He's been around. And he looks comfortable in his spot right now.
So before we get to the Commanders game, over to the offense, I'm sort of at the point with the passing game. We've been talking about it since they sort of made this shift in the bye week and passed much less. I'm sort of at the point where I'm like, it is what it is. Let's see what it works, if it works or not. Do you think that do you see any thread or any glimmer that we're going to see a more impressive Eagles passing game this week and then hopefully in a couple of weeks from then? Or is this just sort of what we're looking at for the rest of the year?
Well, there are two things about that question, Mike. It's a good question. I mean, one is the game is going to dictate it. If Washington plays it like they did the other day, and they're able to get in a shootout and score. I mean, they had 31 points up at halftime. So if they get in any kind of shootout and you got to play that style, that's going to force you out of it. And then I went down and I looked at Saquon these two games against the Commanders, Spike, right? He scored touchdowns on runs of 23, 39, 68 yards. And 12 of his runs have produced three touchdowns and 224 yards. And 43 other runs have produced 87 yards. And 1 2-yard touchdown run. They're getting explosive home run plays out of the run game like we saw last week. Mm-hmm. If they continue to do that, then I don't think there's any cause for alarm. But if you're not, and then on top of it, you're playing from behind, it's going to make you throw the ball more. It just is. And so it's great that you can run it on average over the course of the season 57% of the time. You can put up 621 runs, whatever it was this year. You know, if you're playing with the lead, if you're in control of the game. But if you're not, we won't know until they're forced to do it, if they're forced to do it.
Listen, you're a former O-lineman, Baldy. What was that game like? First of all, have you ever played in like a snow game, one of these type of snow games? And what was that like for the O-line out there Sunday?
Well, it's fun. It's fun. You know, I mean, you're having a little bit of, you know, you're worried about your footing so that you're not slipping. But I didn't see that as an issue for any of the guys. You know, but it's just a different element. But it's honestly, you kind of just lock in. Like, you don't even really think about it. Mm-hmm. You just hope you're not slipping in a big spot. You know, you see Mekhi Becton take Christian Roseboom and knock him into the middle of next week. it didn't look like it was an issue when he was hitting people. So that was good. I was there on the field that day, Ike, when Shady ran for 200 whatever yards it was against Detroit. And that looked like that was a lot of fun that day for Kelsey and Lane back in 2013. So, snow at the link isn't anything I think that, I don't know. Like, I enjoyed it when it was at the vet a couple times it happened with me, but it didn't look like it slowed anybody down on Sunday.
Yeah.
Baldy, Jaden Daniels is on a run, like, and especially as a rookie, that I have to tell you, as an Eagles fan, I feel sort of terrified. What is the key, if any, to limiting the damage that he can do on Sunday?
Well, it's a really combination, Spike, of him and Cliff Kingsbury, because, like, they got him into formations and motions on Saturday night in Detroit. That Detroit, like, they just, you know, for example, like the Terry McLaurin hitch and run for 58 yards. I mean, the pre-snap read is Brian Branch blitz, and he really has a stacked play. He can run an outside zone to the right, and they block it well. and he can hand it off to Robinson. But he sees Branch on the blitz, and he throws it out there to McCarr, and they've got two guys blocking. They didn't have anybody else. He runs through the gauntlet. He goes 58 yards. I think it's a combination of both. It's the formations. It's the motions. Zach Ertz on the touchdown. He's been catching that same freaking touchdown he caught on Sunday since Chip Kelly was throwing to him. Like, it's that little out cut and then in, and he gets positioning. You know, he's still no Yak Zach. I mean, it's still the same, but he still catches those first downs and touchdowns. It must be annoying to some people that aren't a Zach Ertz fan, but, like, that guy is still really, really good. And they look for him in those spots. And so, Jaden is unbelievable from this standpoint. He does everything at the line of scrimmage. He gets everybody lined up. He calls all the formations. Like, Cook gives him the play, but he's doing all the little stuff. You know, making sure the guy, the running back, is on the right side to run it the other way. Like, all the little things, he's doing everything at the line of scrimmage. And then he never screws up a snap. He never fumbles one. Like, the guy's just locked in. It's just amazing to see that somebody so young could be so good so early. And seemingly, the atmosphere never bothers him. Nothing fazed him in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I know it was loud as hell, and you couldn't hear. But him and Tyler Biadasz, you know, I mean, silent count, whatever it was, nothing bothered them from, you know, having their biggest game of the year.
Yeah, he plays fearless, man. Plays fearless. When you look at our QB, Baldy, got banged up, got his knee twisted there, and we're all wondering what's he going to be like Sunday, whether or not his mobility is going to be compromised. And if it is, like, what does that do to the offense for him being effective and also the running game? So any thoughts on Jalen and whether or not, if he's not at 100%, how does this impact the offense?
Well, I mean, you know, he's tougher than Channelview, Texas shoe leather, right, Ike? So he's going to play. Now, we've seen him banged up in the playoffs with ankle injuries and knee injuries and shoulders over the last 3 years. I don't expect him to be 100%. But I also don't expect him, you know, to take big sacks from Kobe Turner like he did the other day. Mm-hmm. I expect some better mobility than maybe we saw. But he's definitely going to be he's definitely going to be curtailed. I don't think there's any question about it. It's just to what level.
Yeah.
He threw a dime to A.J. Brown at the pylon. A.J. catches that ball 98 out of 100 times. Mm-hmm. You love seeing the deep ball right there and the accuracy after that injury. The throw over the middle to Devontae Smith was a dime. He catches that all the time. He had his head taken off by Keller Witherspoon. He made a couple throws. But I'd like to, honestly, especially if he is compromised a little bit, I'd love to see more Saquon in the passing game. I don't care if it's a tunnel screen, slow screen, quick screen. Like, he's so good in space. Like, I feel like Gainwell's been that guy, but I feel like there's plays in the passing game where if Jalen is compromised, like, all right, let's get to Saquon, let's get in his hands, let's get Juergens out, let's get Mekhi, let's get Lane out in front. Let him pick some guys off, let him go.
How do you see this one going on Sunday, Baldy?
Well, I mean, I thought the Eagles would go 4-0 in the postseason. I'm not changing my tune at this point.
Okay.
I think they're better than the Commanders in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And I think, you know, watching Jalen Carter against Trent Scott, it might not be pretty for Trent Scott. You know, I think they're better up front. They're better on both sides of the ball, and I think that will be the difference in the game, regardless of what Jalen's stats are at the end of the game.
All right, Baldy. Well, hopefully next time we talk to you, it's about the Eagles in the Super Bowl against the Bills or the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
All right, Baldy. Thanks,
all right,
man. There he is, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
Mayo.
Mayo. Ike, I was thinking about something this morning, and when I thought of it, I knew it was going to sort of make you shake your head at me.
Uh-oh.
Thinking about the game on Sunday.
Okay.
So, I know I've said things like this before, but now it's a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, when the Eagles score touchdowns, I would go for two every single time. And the reason I would do that is obvious. Before, the go for two thing is a stats thing. It's an aggressiveness thing. For me, I can't. The thing about the extra point kick is It's sort of like you know it's going to happen. You're just taking the one.
Automatic.
It's automatic. It's not automatic anymore. You know, Jake Elliott has been good kicking field goals. He has not been good kicking extra points. And, you know, those two extra points on Sunday could have been the reason we lost the game. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it is if they're both 50-50 propositions, going for two and going for one, I'd rather just go for two. Because if it's 50-50, if I score touchdowns, worst case scenario, I end up with two total points. But if it's Jake kicking extra points, I'm going to end up with one. And I know, look, maybe it shakes his nerves and all that sort of stuff. But I can't worry about that anymore. If we don't get through Sunday, there is no Super Bowl. So I'm fine with Jake Kelly kicking field goals. I don't want another, you know, kicker, and hopefully he figures out what's wrong before next year. But if I'm the Eagles, I'm going for two every time I score a touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do that. Yeah. Can't. We haven't that's not the formula that we've used to win.
But the formula before was take the points, right?
Yeah.
The points aren't there anymore to take with Jake. That's my worry. You're not taking the points anymore.
Yeah, listen, I can't necessarily argue against that. Jake has made it makes me a little nervous when he's out there. I still agree with that. But he still made three clutch field goals Sunday.
He did.
And they weren't easy. He nailed those down.
He's never missed a field goal in the postseason.
Yeah. I don't want to.
22 for 22.
I'm not saying go
you
for it.
You think he knows the difference between a field goal and an extra point?
Just tell him it's a field goal.
Lie to him.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, man.
Keep him in the tunnel. Put headphones on him that are playing loud music so he doesn't know what's going on in the game. And put a blindfold on him. And then just walk him out to the middle of the
kick
field.
Kick the field goal, yeah.
Kick the field.
Yeah,
it's just a field goal. I don't think the Eagles would do it, but I think it would be a... I think it would be a
There's
strong
no way they would
idea.
Do it. And here's why they wouldn't do it. Because I believe, and I agree, this messes with Jake's head.
Jake's messing with my head right now.
I get that. That's with my stomach. Yes. Yeah. I get that. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. But I still feel like, and I don't want to be in a position where I'm chasing points.
I just feel like we're chasing points when he's...
I know. You're assuming he's going to miss them. I'm assuming he's going to make them.
I like my assumption better than yours at this point.
Well, you've been more accurate.
Yeah,
yes,
this one.
That's more accurate, yes.
215-592-94. Now, Jack, what would you do? Would you go for every...
No, I hate going for it all the time. I really do, because I'm a football guy. I just... Okay. You get a little too crazy. You get a little too crazy.
Mm-hmm. I do, or...
No, like the analytics people. I just...
Which this is not an analytics thing.
It is an analytics thing. Going for it all the time. You could also not
When the kicker's not making the extra points...
It was the snow on Sunday. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's fine.
You guys tell yourselves
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. We have to.
All right.
Better plan than going for it all the time.
Yes, I have to tell myself that.
Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
What's up, my man Spike? Big Eye, Jaggy, baby. I'm back in the Jeep, so no, it's not going to sound as good as it sounded yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
He addressed that before you addressed it, Spike. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Because I didn't want him to hear, because you know how he is. He'll sit there, Yoshi, don't sound as good as you sound yesterday.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I heard it.
I know you did. You wouldn't say something. And you need to stop you need to start praising Jalen like you praise everybody else. That's your problem.
Don't you do this to me, Yoshi.
I knew you was going to say that. I said, you going to sit there and say, no, not yo. No, I just told Jack. I was like, let me see, can I break him real quick?
No. I broke once, and I'm not breaking again the rest of the show. So.
Jack, I was like, I got to see if I can break it. But I said, he going to sit there and say, I can't believe it's Yoshi doing this to me. Nah, bro, I wouldn't do that to you. And this show is full of triggers, man. Just like these guys call up and trigger you, I'll be triggered. Like, it's a lot of stuff y'all be saying. I mean, when y'all talking about Pawn Stars, y'all took me another direction because I started thinking it was something else. And
well, that's all. You don't need much to take you in that direction.
Then every commercial was saying they talking about Alexis, Texas. And then I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm trying not to go down that rabbit hole. Then I go and Google her pictures.
All right.
What's Alexis?
She is she's not a porn star, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got you now.
But you you know what? God doesn't
like whacking that thing.
I started thinking about that stuff, but then y'all started trying to pronounce Dawn, and I was like, that's God talking. They saying my wife's name. Let me not start thinking about Alexis, Texas. Like, God send you some signs, won't he?
He will. Dawn, he will.
Dawn. I was like, ooh. I was like, boy, what's he? Better straighten up. Get your life right. Get back on the right path. So I stopped thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Herb kind of triggered me yesterday talking about Joy Taylor, and then I was like, man, daggone Jason Taylor would have been beating me up all the time because I would have been sneaking in his sister window like crazy. Like, this show is a triggering show for a person like me. You understand what I'm saying? Spike, you know
what I'm saying. Dude, a stiff breeze would trigger you. Like, what doesn't trigger you?
Yeah, y'all start talking about the Blue Chews commercial. I'm like, I don't need Blue Chews yet, but when I do need Blue Chews, I'm going to get me a Blue Chew. It's crazy around here, man. It really is crazy around here. But I love this show. I love this show. Let me get my mind back right. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. I'm just going to say a whole bunch of stuff. I do know, though, my trash show that I love, and now that it has a trash host from another trash show, I love that show, Cheaters. I love that show, Cheaters.
Is that show Cheaters still on?
Yes.
Cheaters is still on?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. They got daggone Peter Pankey. What's that? I was looking at Love and Hip Hop with my wife so much, I can't even remember his real name. The rapper,
Peter Guns. Pankey. Peter Guns.
From Lord Tariq and Peter Guns?
Yes.
That Peter Guns hosts Cheaters?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wanting to fight everybody, being a tough guy up there. Cause what's saying? The guys get mad at him because he's saying, yeah, man, he up there. What's they doing? Some of everything to her. And then what's saying? The guy get mad at Peter Pankey, Peter Guns, and then they want to fight. And I just be stuck. I'm like, this is so corny. But I sit there and watch it. Just like I get stuck on Tubi sometimes. Tubi got some dumb shows. What's saying? But I be stuck looking at it. I ain't in front, though. What's saying? I be, man, what's saying? When they be having them sex things, I think
all
that's
right. You know, God, you know, I gotta let Yoshi go. He's in a really bad place today.
I'm not watching Tubi. I refuse to watch Tubi.
He's a big Tubi guy.
Yeah, I refuse to watch Tubi.
Tubi's like, is it free? Tubi? Is that why? I see it pop up on.
I think it's an app, but I don't think it's an actual TV channel.
Right. Yeah, but you can watch it on your. I feel like I have it in my.
Like a smart TV?
Smart TV.
No, just in my. I feel like in my regular. You know how you go in cable, in your cable, it can say, oh, like I can watch Netflix within my cable. I thought Tubi's in there too. I don't know.
Maybe.
All right. 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? I thought Yoshi was going to get to that at some point, but somehow we got to Alexis, Texas.
No, he's totally distracted.
Yeah,
Blue Chew is the worst thing that happened to Yoshi.
Yes, yeah. I need Yoshi to just call and stop listening, and maybe we can get more. You just tell him what the topic is when he calls.
Yeah. And the next question.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next, we do have a new edition of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. We have two new challengers
entries
in the top five. So that's huge news. We will have that. And what does Tom Brady say about the Commanders and their ability to win this week? We have that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, Fritz, NFC Championship Week. You can hear the game on WIP, the Odyssey app. Oh, by the way, we will be at... on Friday.
McGurk's in Royersford.
The new McGurk's, right?
Yes.
In Royersford. So that'll be fun. Get riled up on a Friday.
A little pep rally.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Josh Harris surprise.
Maybe. I've been told maybe. Maybe.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's a great cut right there.
So Jalen Hurts is going to speak soon. And when he does, we will bring it to you live. It'll be the first time since the game day that we've heard Jalen talk about the knee. Now, I don't expect him to give any sort of grand proclamation about how the knee is, but we do want to hear what he has to say. So as soon as Jalen starts speaking, we will bring that audio to you.
Are they at the stadium?
They practiced at the stadium, but then I assume, I don't know if they're doing the podium.
They did go practice at the stadium.
They practiced at the stadium, yeah. Elliot said on Go Birds Daily today, there's still too much snow at the practice facility, so they're practicing
at
the stadium.
Well, why don't they just sell more of it?
So, yeah, they just got to sell more snow.
Apparently it's already sold out.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, you knew that.
Yeah, come on, only 100?
Yeah, that was gone within the first 5 minutes.
Yes, I should have bought it and put it in your guys' drink and not told you.
God, I'm glad you didn't do that. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Well, we've been keeping track, speaking of Elliott, of all of the Eagles insiders to determine at the end of the year who is the greatest one this year. We'll award it after the Super Bowl, but we do give the power rankings every week, and we will do that now.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Getting down to business here. I mean, these are the tough times. And if the Eagles, look, if the Eagles lose this week or something, there could be news coming out. But the opportunities to really separate yourself, there's not a lot of opportunity right now. So last week's power rankings, number 5, Zach Berman. Number 4, re-entry, D. Gunn. Big Dom at number 3,
mm-hmm.
where he didn't want to be, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Not interested, no. Nope.
Elliot Shore Parks dropped from number 1 to number 2, and at number 1 was Tim McManus. We have 2 new entries in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. One person who has never been in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings before.
Mm.
Here we go. And that comes in at number 5, Jason Dumas of 6ABC.
Yes. Dumas.
Yes. Welcome back.
A Philly native who is working the Bay Area. Worked for our radio station, The Game, 95.7 The Game, a little bit in the Bay Area, but now at Channel 6. He said Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell both going to play on Sunday.
And even threw a nice sources said to start the tweet. He wants official records of this.
Well, and Jalen, I'm not surprised because I figured Jalen would play even if his... I think Jalen's going out
there.
Even
if his leg was hanging off.
Yes, he's going to play. And that one of the things we like about him is that I could not see a situation unless it was a catastrophic injury that Jalen Hurts doesn't go out there. Quinyon, though, that is good because I was not so sure about Quinyon Mitchell. Anytime a player goes out holding his arm walking off the field and they do out will not return always makes me nervous. Wasn't questionable to return. Out will not return. We haven't heard a report on what that injury is, but Jason Dumas and Jalen and Quinyon both going to play on Sunday, so he enters the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 5.
We also haven't gotten exactly what Jalen's injury is.
We don't.
Like, I'm surprised it hasn't been leaked. I know it's a knee, but it's not like what it is.
Well, I feel like a little bit of gamesmanship going on for the Eagles as they turn today's practice officially into a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't even see, I don't think, what their actual status is. It will be what their status would have been had they practiced.
Mm.
So Jason Dumas at number 5. Holding steady at number 4 with only one report in weeks, but we give credit to his history. D. Gunn sticks at number 4.
Okay. And I feel like it's a bit of a projection for D. Gunn. Like, I'm banking on him having a big couple of weeks.
Yes, I think so as well. If there's a big story, I would put, like, I don't know, but I would put D. Gunn with anyone as far as the local guys at getting that big story.
Oh, man, I used to.
Wow.
Ooh, boy.
Hey, D. Gunn knows I love him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
With D. Gunn, yes.
Aaron from Mount Airy.
I will get a text that's like, what? What'd you say?
And Aaron from Mount Airy is going to tell you about certain delegation responsibilities.
Oh, man, I can't everything.
Well, dropping one spot. He was at number 1 2 weeks ago, dropped to number 2, now dropping to number 3, Elliott Shore Parks.
Good. Should be lower.
Should be lower?
He doesn't do anything.
He asked a bunch of good questions after the game on Sunday.
All right, we give him credit for that.
Yes.
He's literally using his insider status.
Moving from number 3, or moving from out of the power, he hasn't been in these power rankings for weeks now, jumping up from out of the rankings to number 2, considering what he's done this year and the scoop he had this week. Eagles edge rusher Brandon Graham.
Now, it was not an explosive scoop.
But it was a scoop.
Yeah.
That the Rams were calling out the snap at the tush push, and that's what caused Lane Johnson to false start. That's still insider news.
Isn't that supposed to be illegal?
It is illegal.
Right?
So what Brandon said was, we asked him, he's like, isn't that illegal? He goes, yep, but it happens.
Right.
So it must be very tough for the refs to hear that, especially in a situation like that with the crowd being as loud as it might be.
Right.
And who knows whose voice it even is when they hear
Linemen, those linemen are just down. You know, the heads are down. They just going off sound.
Yep. And I think BG has said he's done it before. So number, speaking of BG, he is number two. And sticking at number one, the guy who I think it's tough to say that he hasn't been the most consistent all year. He has, is Tim McManus.
Tim McManus.
Still at number one.
Yeah, Tim McManus, man. Yeah, normally gets the stories.
Yep.
Everything. You know who's really been slacking this year?
Ooh,
since
ooh.
Earlier. Well, the news reporter.
Oh, John Clark. Oh, no, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a thing from
That's
him
what
in
I'm
forever.
Saying, like, he's been slacking, man.
Things are going too well.
Yeah.
That's the issue. If they're trying to tell you guys that all
if
year.
If the Eagles get clobbered on Sunday, we'll see a report from
the
newspaper
report.
Oh, yeah.
He probably got three stories already written of information he has.
I'll never forget when I was the porter of WIP, the web guy. I would get up really early because I got to work early, and I woke up to the Joe Banner leaving the Eagles story because it was the newspaper reporter had it. I think it broke at like 3 a.m. or something, broke in the middle of the night. But I remember that. But he hasn't had anything like that in weeks.
And we got Rube asking about when does Nick Sirianni celebrate when Saquon goes for a touchdown.
You're too hard on Rube.
Yeah, what's the question?
Leave Rube alone, man.
Do you want to hear it?
Do you have it?
Well, give me 1 second.
Okay.
I've been waiting to cue this one.
Okay. So this is in the Nick Sirianni press conference yesterday?
No, it's the Nick Sirianni press conference today.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
You be the judge of it, all right? You judge press conferences like I do.
Nick, what's the moment like when you can see that Saquon's about to spring one? Like he's just kind of getting into the clear for you, for the sideline. What's that instant like?
Probably the same as it is for you and the fans and everybody.
It's a long cut. It's a long cut.
Well, I was about to say.
Well, you know this was a long answer.
Well, yes. I was going to say.
Minute and 41 after that, by the way.
The first 5 seconds were exactly, it's probably the same for everybody.
That's all he needed right there. Yeah.
Awesome.
That should have been the end of it.
Yeah, well, he's trying to, he knows Rube's writing a story on it. And he's giving Rube a good quote.
That's why they love him.
Yeah.
That's why the writers love Nick.
He's going to get that award next time. The Ike Reese Memorial Best Player to Talk to the Media Award.
I think I found the name. It was the Byron Wizard.
Byron Wizard?
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Was he the Ike Reese of the 70s?
I think he was a writer, man. Don't ask me, man.
Okay.
Yes.
Was he a wizard?
Wizard, W-H-I-Z-Z-A-R-D.
Oh, come on. At that point, just make it wizard.
Yeah, sounds like wizard.
Yeah. It sounds like blizzard.
Blizzard.
You
guys take nothing serious, man.
Nope. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You got that right. I do not at all. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? 66.2% say yes. 33.8% say no. Back to you and your calls right after Ike tells you about Elite Acura.
That was close.
Yep.
Experience luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now, this just isn't any old SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, features a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, and the most advanced Acura Watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. And as of right now, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's only at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today over on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive with EliteAcura.com. And as I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Limited time offer. See dealer for details, vehicle features, and availability. Happy baby, Roo Taylor. Features are available. They may vary. Thank you. Very
you got to see Jack's face light up.
Immediately.
When, yeah. When, it's when you flub or when I say something that is like self-centered, Jack's eyes get big and bright. Bro, I made this show. 215-592-9494.
Happy birthday,
Roger. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
See, Ike, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, huh? Got that eagle chin, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the eagle's chin. That's true.
Spike next. Spike is next.
Oh, I'm trust me. I'm going to be concentrating in a way that I've never concentrated before with that eagle's chin. I'm not going to get caught on that.
It sneaks up on you, right? That's Spike. That's what I'm telling you. It sneaks up on you. You never ever know when it's going to happen. You
yeah,
know what I mean? It's true. It just sneaks up on you, man. You know what I mean? I was actually drinking that day, so you know I got a little bit of excuse, but.
You, Ike, and Sherelle Parker are the first three faces on the screwing up the Eagles chant Mount Rushmore. Trent Cole.
Trent Cole is there, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, see, Ike is a former player. Sherelle Parker is the mayor of the United of the, not the United States, of Philadelphia.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And you should be honored.
I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm actually the lesser of the two. You hear me? So I'm actually in a good place. But, hey, Spike, I heard you want me to do something, man.
Well, here's my thing, Chuck, is... You know me, and I'm not an apology guy. That's not, I don't care about any of that. But you sort of announced your departure from the afternoon show, and you've been calling recently. And I guess my position has been, you know, Jack always puts you always up at the top. I'm just like, Chuck is free to call the show, but if Chuck wants a prime position, Chuck has to be an afternoon show foxhole guy. Mm-hmm. And, you are an OG, not OG way, but OG afternoon show caller, one of the great callers of our show. And I would love to have you in that position, but currently you identify specifically, what, with the midday show or the morning show?
I don't even know.
So
You say you were going to take all the listeners to the midday show at one point.
Yeah, so I just want you to say you're an afternoon show caller and be primarily with us. That's all. And I want you to announce that.
All right, so listen. Listen to me, Ike. And this is the delegation. They're very pissed at you, too. Right?
When are they not?
Yes.
You know what I mean? They want to know what you was actually eating for Thanksgiving. Did you have some mashed potatoes?
Some ham.
Dry turkey.
There was no seasoning whatsoever at Ike's Thanksgiving. I can report
that. No seasoning at all. You know, they want to know, Ike. You know. But no, listen. Here's the thing, right? Get it on my credit, this Spike. You know what I mean? This is the playoffs. This is we in the NFC.
This is a summer thing, yeah.
Good, man. You know what I mean? Put it on my tab, man.
Put it on my tab.
I like that mentality.
So you're saying no, you will not commit?
Well, he's going to eventually get there.
He's saying he's going to get
there. Okay. It's an IOU.
Well,
all right. Man, like, come on, man. My credit is 700 with this show, man. Come on, put it on my credit.
I think this is a world of in relationships we compromise, Chuck. So just know that I am waiting for your compromise on
this.
He's
not going to let it go.
I will. I don't let things go.
I know you won't. I'm just saying, put it on my credit. That's all. You know what I mean? Put it on my credit. We got all seasons, Spike. We're in the middle of the NFC Championship game right now. Hey, listen, I got a question about these blue chews, right? Now, I need to know. Now, I went to see my man Ramin down at Sunoco on 72nd and Ogot, right? And I hollered at him. I said, listen, I need something to have me hanging off the ceiling like Donkey Kong, right? Just thinking tonight, you know, with my lady. And he said, you know what? I got something for you, Chuck. I got the perfect thing for you. And he gave me this big old pill, and they got a rhino on it. And I thought I was going to be doing something, man. I did nothing that night but had a headache. You know what I mean? I took all types of Motrin and everything. I thought I was going to die. I never ever experienced none in my life. So I just want to know, do that blue chew get you that type of feeling?
It does not.
Made in the USA.
Yeah. So, Chuck, here's the thing. It is a medication. Not. So, mm-hmm. So there are, everything's different for everyone. But what I would tell you is the best thing to do is just go to the website, give it a try. But what I would say is there are a lot of people enjoying it. So it's worth a try. That's what I would say. I can't guarantee what might happen to you, but I think you'll be good.
All right, yeah, I just want to make sure, because I went into it. I said, Brother Ramin, never give me nothing like that again. He started laughing. I said, ain't nothing funny about that, man. I thought I was going to die that night.
No.
That thing hit me down, man, just to try to prove a point. I said, never again. But listen, let me answer your question, right? Am I mad that Joshua Harris owns the Washington Commanders?
Yes.
Absolutely not. This is America, okay?
Okay.
If the man wants to advance his pockets, I have no problem with that at all, whatsoever. My problem with Joshua Harris is he thinks he's going to come in here this Sunday and hoist that trophy, and that's not happening on the field here. You understand what I'm saying? So here's another problem I have with Joshua Harris. He should have fired that moron, Daryl Morey.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, that guy is a con artist.
Yep.
I mean, he should have fired him. Mm-hmm. See, one thing about Joshua Harris, he spent money. He don't know a damn thing about basketball, but he spent money on making his team better. And I can't blame him. It's just that this dummy that's running the office allocated the money in all the wrong places. Gave it to a guy with a bad knee, 7'2", never won nothing. He's a loser. Then gave it to Paul George, who was just in it for the money. Mm-hmm. He was coming over here to get his last contract. Everybody knew he was going to stink. You know what I mean? So he allocated all the money and the resources in all the wrong places, and that's why I'm mad at Josh West, because he should have got rid of Daryl Morey when he had a chance. This guy is conning him, and he's throwing wool over his eyes, and I'm telling you, this guy is the worst thing to happen to the 76ers, and Joel Embiid is a bad cloud over the 76ers. Mm-hmm. And things that Tyrese Maxey said today about him, it was about Joel Embiid. It wasn't about nobody else. And it's all coming to a head right now. It's frustration right now down there in that locker room, Spike.
I didn't hold on, Chuck. Just
that guy leaves.
I didn't hear what Tyrese Maxey said today. What did he say?
No,
I did not.
You didn't hear it.
No. Honestly, Chuck, just for what it's worth, we're paying attention to the Eagles. Like I actually did not hear. What did he say?
Well, go get Jack to pull it up. He basically when guys are in and out of the lineup, you know what I mean, with some yelling and screaming coming out of the Sixers locker room after they got.
Yes, I saw that
yesterday, and he was basically saying, you know, during his press conference, the guys in and out of the lineup, you know what I mean, always injured, always hurt, coming in and out. Now you can't depend on them, you know what I mean. And he was directly saying that to one guy.
Just so you know, Chuck, I mean, I'm sure it's obviously partially Joel, but Caleb Martin's been in and out of the lineup. Paul George has been in and out of the lineup. Andre Drummond has been in and out of the lineup.
NFC Championship game.
You know, he brought it up. It's you're the one to put him at the top of the thing.
I don't want to talk about them because I don't even know what the Sixers are.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? They got smoked by Denver last night. Nick Nurse ranted after the game. We get it.
All right.
Yeah, just listen to it. But the NFC Championship game this week, right? I need to put a spy on this dude, Jaden Daniels. On down, listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On down, like fourth down and third downs, you know, so this guy won't smoke us. You hear me? And I need to play a little bit more man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you want to be in zone so you can.
Yeah, so I can watch him. Yeah.
Yeah, but hear me out, though, right? You play a little bit more, just throw something different at him.
Yeah.
Athletic spy on him. I don't. Their receivers don't scare me. Press these receivers, play a little man, put a zone, put majority in the zone, but this guy rips apart zones because he can throw the ball, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to play man a little bit on these receivers to throw him off his spot. And mush rush him, keep him in the pocket, and put a spy on his ass, come third downs and fourth downs, and that's how you're going to stop this guy, I'm telling you. Because he's running rampant on those zones, man. Those guys sitting in that zone, and he's picking them apart because he can pass, too. He's a lot different than your prototypical guy that can just run the football. He can pass very well, too.
Yeah, I agree.
We got our hands full.
Yeah, it's a...
Demolition Green is going to come through, man. That's the name of this defense. I need y'all to get behind it. This defense is called Demolition Green.
Demolition Green.
The greatest Eagles defense.
There we go.
Nicknames.
Okay. And don't do it for you, Chuck. Do it for Chuck and Mount Airy, too.
No, Jack, you're going to say my slogan. Say it right, all right? Don't just do it for you. Do it for Chuck from Mount Airy, too. Now, I haven't seen that in a while. But what I'm saying, listen, I need you guys to get behind his name, Demolition Green. You got behind the Duke. Get behind them.
Well, who got behind the Duke?
No one got behind the Duke.
Yeah, you got behind that moron Wade from Chester who said the Duke. You guys got behind that. You started to say it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can say Demolition Green. Get behind that name.
Right.
That's a hell of a name for a defense, man.
I hate Nick.
Demolition Green.
All right.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man. Sunday, this guy is going to look like a rookie, okay? And it's time for us. You know, it ain't time for them. You know, you remember your team back in
2001? Yeah, they got another year to wait. Yeah, they got another year to wait.
I told my homie, I said, listen, man. I said, give it to the Commanders the next 4 or 5 years. They're going to build a team around that kid, and they're going to be good. Just give me my championship this year. I'll wait for next one. That'd be two in the next. That'd be two, what, in 8 years?
Yep.
I take that.
I'll take it.
I take that.
All right, Chuck, it's Guy Fieri's birthday. Give us your favorite trash TV show.
Oh, man, listen. When I was young, right, in the 90s,
yes.
Came on HBO.
Yeah.
Called Real Sex.
Oh, dude.
Menage a trois. And all the brothers from the delegation here in Philly know who I'm talking about. He had a tongue so long, Paul.
All right, that's enough from Chuck. But Real Sex, I do remember.
I do remember Real Sex, too.
My goodness.
Yes.
What have we done to the...
This is Blue Chew.
Yeah.
The Blue Chew just opened up the floodgates.
Yes.
Some guys just basically gave them the okay. We gave them the green light.
Chuck's letting his pride get in the way of saying he's an afternoon show caller.
Oh, but he is an afternoon show caller.
Well, we know he's an afternoon show caller.
But he's got it. But he's calling
right,
the morning show.
No, you're right.
I'm putting my pride away. Yep. Like, we all, you know, I'm not saying you got to tell me, blah, 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 blah. Just say you're with us.
Here's the pride thing. He likes the carte blanche he receives from every show.
Yeah, but.
So if he was to claim he's the afternoon show, then he feels what the other two shows may not. Put him up as fast or what have you.
Well,
I'm reading Chuck.
Well,
but here's the problem, Chuck. There's only one show.
It's our show.
Yeah.
With us or against us. And as of now, I hate to say it, Chuck's against us.
Against us.
Jack, what's coming up at the top 5 of 5?
Funniest things I've heard in the last couple of days.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Jack just putting together a list of stuff he can't find other top 5 of 5s for.
Well, no, I can't. Because, number one. Is it's so egregious, and he needs to get absolutely destroyed.
Oh, wow.
He's a WIP member.
Okay.
We have to play this audio. I didn't know how else to shoehorn it in there.
Okay, all right.
Because it was a disgraceful act.
Wow. That's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.